pleasure to visit with United States Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. And Senator McConnell, obviously a lot of things going on in Washington right now. We're here on agriculture this week. A lot of things going on with you as well. Tell us some of the things. Give us a little update on what's going on from your perspective this week in Washington.
Well, as you're here today, Alan, in my office, we are confirming a circuit judge, and then we will go to Mike Pompeo, the new Secretary of State, and he'll be confirmed later this week. The other issue, I think, of interest to people in Truitt County and surrounding counties that you cover is the Farm Bill.
Yes, sir.
I think we'll be moving to what we call markup in the Agriculture Committee and the Farm Bill in May. And the big new thing in there is the bill that I've asked the chairman of the Agriculture Committee to include in the bill, which is to legalize hemp, to take it out of the controlled substances law federally, to allow states that want to grow hemp to get permission from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And the regulation would be done at the state level, and so it would allow people who want to get into this exciting new area the opportunity to do it without any legal concerns. And I think who knows how big it could be.
Right,
you know, tobacco
right.
was awfully big. I don't know whether it could be that big again or not. But there won't be an argument about whether it's not good for you. Hemp could end up in your car's dashboard. It could end up in your food. It could end up in your medicine. So it's a very has many diverse potential uses, and we're optimistic it could be very significant for Kentucky agriculture.
For the Farm Bill in particular, do you feel pretty good about its chances of making it through the Senate once you begin to mark it up and what's going to come out in it?
I do. Well, as the majority leader, I'm in charge of what we schedule, and we're going to be scheduling the Farm Bill very soon after it comes out of the Agriculture Committee, and I expect that to happen in May.
And you've heard a lot of feedback, and I've obviously heard from Secretary Perdue and other people about the Farm Bill, and it's something that's still going to be favorable for farmers, which is good news.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's important. This is a Congress that's in many ways oriented toward rural America. You know, if you look at the two parties today, the Democrats are largely a big city party. Republicans tend to be more prominent in small towns and rural areas, and this is a Republican Congress awfully interested in rural America. And if you look at the Obama years, most of the growth that occurred in big cities, not in rural and small towns. We're trying to turn that around with the tax reform bill that lowered taxes for an awful lot of Americans and small businesses. And we're going to couple that with a new farm bill that guarantees that we can continue or grow rural and small-town America and make up for the losses that occurred over the last 10 years.
You mentioned industrial hemp, and obviously that's pretty significant for Kentucky. We've had a lot of trials here. Congressman Comer, I know, has been a big advocate of this as well. Obviously, I think it's got a bright future there. Obviously, you think so, too.
Well, we'll find out. I don't want to overpromise here. I mean, tobacco was huge. I'm not going to suggest it could get that big, but we think it certainly has a future, maybe a big future, but first we have to make it legal, and that's what we intend to do in this year's Farm Bill.
I want to mention someone else that's very, very personal on your staff, Alex Jenkins. They have to be proud of Alex, just recently got a promotion in your office.
Yeah, Alex just got a big promotion. She's from Trigg County and works right here in my office and runs actually two offices. She both runs the leader office and my regular office, which are located in different places. So she's quite smart and quite effective.
One of two Trigg County McConnell Scholars as well, right?
Yeah, she was a McConnell Scholar at U of L, and we're really proud of her.
Absolutely. Senator, thank you so much for your time. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, thanks for hosting us here in your office, letting us visit with you.
Thanks, Alan. Good to see you.